Welcome to Financial Services Online's weekly superannuation news wrap. I am your host, Paige Estratori, bringing you this week's industry insights this Monday, November 3rd, 2025. We start with an unfolding story having a significant impact on Australian finance sector. The fall of the First Guardian Master Fund has disappointed over 11,000 investors, resulting in a distressing loss of $1.2 billion. Among the affected are 1,088 members of NetWealth, who are facing the heartache of $101 million in losses. NetWealth has initiated action, alleging fraudulent activity by Falcon Capital, First Guardian's responsible entity. The Superannuation Industry Supervision Act's Part 23 could prove instrumental, as it allows government intervention if fraud has eroded a fund's value, serving the public interest. NetWealth is banking on this support, though it continues to explore other recovery strategies. We await ministerial evaluation of the case. In the interim, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission are at the forefront alongside liquidators, unearthing further fraud and misuse of funds. NetWealth is playing a cooperative role, asserting its compliance and readiness to support any inquiries. Despite the rescue attempt, the company warns its members that government assistance may not be enough to cover all losses. A sobering thought indeed. On a more positive note, Australian retirees who seek financial advice are demonstrating an encouraging level of confidence, according to a fresh report from Apt Wealth Partners. A heartening 88% feel secure about maintaining their lifestyle, while 84% are satisfied with their financial security. Yet, not all is rosy. The report uncovers a significant concern: estate planning. That's right, friends. Only about 17% of these advised clients adequately educate their heirs on inheritance management, and only 22% discuss estate planning with their advisors. Andrew Dunbar, CEO of Apt Wealth Partners, highlights that advice aligning life goals should outweigh mere market returns. With an estimated $3.5 trillion wealth transfer looming, the industry faces the urgent task of addressing estate management to avert financial blunders and family disputes. An education drive can potentially extend the benefits of financial advice to future generations, which we can all agree is an important focus moving forward. That wraps up our coverage for this week. Stay informed and updated by visiting our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori, and this is Financial Services Online's weekly superannuation news wrap. Until next time, stay financially savvy, Australia.